Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on danger for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike.
Giving great kudos to Philip over here. Now he's been running Tuesday's show accidentally. He's been double duty and running a Thursday show. In case you don't know, I've had a lot of shit coming on my shoulders. And some of you people may understand about appearances and testimonies and this and that. Sometimes it just catches up on you. If you don't know what I'm talking about, be grateful you don't know what I'm talking about. But I think we're caught up again. I want to give Phil a big round of applause for running the whole show.
Hey, no worries.
I'm probably sure that my other people are saying, just give the whole show to Phil, Bill, go home. But I'll stay for a bit longer if you guys don't mind. Did anybody miss me at all? I hope somebody missed me. I want to thank everybody that was hanging in. A lot of people checked on me. Thank you. Riding a motorcycle in America has got certain responsibilities. And sometimes you have to, can't give in. You have to face them. Sometimes responsibilities require many, many appearances, and sometimes you got to say, I'm not going to give in, but it does wear your ass down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And on that note, I got something, because this is by Evan Starfeld. Biohazard.
Oh, yeah.
I played this last week. Everybody liked it. So.
You know, first time, I got to hear him, the private program, show him, whatever.
Yeah.
The minute he started singing, I told you, I like this guy's voice.
Yeah.
I'm a little rough in this, heavy metal, but as soon as he starts singing, and his stage presence.
Right.
We had a very private show and all that, but I'm going to tell you right now, man, he captivated everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that just because that guy, once he got the mic in his hand, it's like, boom.
Well, this little tidbit here goes with redemption. So I'm going to play this.
All right,
play this for you.
This is from Attica.
Attica stuff.
What would you do if everyone you knew turned their back on you for something that wasn't true and point their fingers at you for something you didn't even do, something that didn't even have anything to do with you, but deep inside you always knew the hard, cold truth that the ones who claim to be your friends never ever really down with you till the end. But now you know just what is true. The bullshit and the lies you can see right through. Because the truth in their eyes speaks to the deepest part of you. Always knew that this facade ain't nothing new. That all the jealousy, hatred, and lies, that the truth about themselves is what they really despise. They dream your fall will help them to rise. But it's only the truth they really despise. Only shame on you for acting surprised, because in the end, the truth will ultimately be their demise. Because their eyes are blinded by the darkness of their own lies. Ignorance and fear hides behind the guise of acting wise. But the truth can set you free. Because there is no justice and there is no peace. Accused by your peers, sentenced by your fears, condemnation beyond comprehension. Because there is no justice and there is no redemption.
Well, I want to add just one little thing. You can talk all smack you want to talk about how tough you are. I'm going to tell you something right now, boys and girls. Until you're handcuffed to the chair at the police station, then you find out what you're made of. Do you agree with this, Phil?
That's correct.
Because I had this bar talk all the time. They ain't going to ever say shit for me, and I ain't going to do this. You know what? Each man or woman has to make their decision if we stand up or not. I've got 40 years in this motorcycle world. I got to be good to my word. I can't back down. But I'm not as critical to criticize those people that do snap, because it's a lot of pressure, boys and girls.
I got a question. Everybody hear us real good?
Well, good.
I said, no, I know you can hear us because you're on the phone, but everybody else can hear us? Let me know in the chat. Had to sneak one what? Can you hear us? Are you having any problems with the sound?
Well, looks like, again, we have this this invention of the devil, this computer bullshit, which is acting.
Yeah, I don't hear anything on mine.
Oh, jeez.
You hear us, right? That's it?
Yeah, but because I'm on the phone. But with my laptop, no, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, Art said he had trouble listening to us. Anybody else having trouble hearing us? I know you can hear us on the phone. Art, can you hear us? Let me know. Type in
something, yeah. How about Kat? Kat, can you hear us? Type in something, huh?
Okay, Art's got us now.
Okay, Kat's got us
now.
Too.
I just
okay.
got away for Kat. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
she's
yeah.
got it too.
Did everybody hear that little bit of a poem from Attica 7? Can anybody say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If you didn't hear it,
we're gonna do it again.
I'm gonna do it again for you.
Because it's kind of important to me. And to you.
What would you do if everyone you knew turned their back on you for something that wasn't true and point their fingers at you for something you didn't even do, something that didn't even have anything to do with you, when deep inside you always knew the hard, cold truth? But the ones who claim to be your friends, never ever really down with you till the end. But now you know just what is true. The bullshit and lies you can see right through. Because the truth in their eyes speaks to the deepest part of you. Because deep inside you always knew that this facade ain't nothing new. That all the jealousy, hatred, and lies, that the truth about themselves is what they really despise. They dream your fall will help them to rise. But it's only the truth they really despise. Only shame on you for acting surprised, because in the end, the truth will ultimately be their demise. Because their eyes are blinded by the darkness of their own lies, ignorance and fear hides behind the guise of acting wise. But the truth can set you free, because there is no justice and there is no peace. Accused by your peers, sentenced by your fears, condemnation beyond comprehension, because there is no justice and there is no redemption.
Well, I want to point out again that what he said is poignant, but I want to say this for a fact here. Until you are handcuffed to the chair in the police station, that's when you find out what you're made out of.
Yep.
I listen to these bar bikers all the time. Oh, I'll stand up. I'll be a stand-up guy. Then. Listen, boys and girls, when you're handcuffed to the chair in the police station, that's when you find what you're made out of. Now, I got 40-some years in the motorcycle world. All I have is my reputation. I have to be stand-up. But I've seen some awfully tough guys talk a lot of shit. And when the cops get them,
cry like a baby.
They're exactly right. And they send the shit on everybody out there. So
we got a 567. Did you want to talk or did you just want to listen?
Well, hi, Phil. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Guess who this is?
Michelle.
It is. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Michelle,
hi,
Bill Kennedy here. How are we doing, kiddo?
I'm awesome. How are you, Bill?
One speed, child. One speed.
I'm sorry. I am awesome. How are you?
I said I'm doing one speed. I don't get too excited. I don't get too depressed. I keep that one speed going all the time.
Well, I think I need to take your philosophy, Bill.
Keep the yin and the yang of the into the house of total and perfect harmony.
I agree.
The lows affect you. Stay on course. Be true to yourself.
So did you, are you signed into the chat room?
I don't know what I am, Phil. You need to help me. I don't know.
You're on the phone. You can get the link. It's at Bikers of America at blogspot.com. And you can get the link for the show off there. And you can join the chat room. Be able to put your link up for your thing. I don't have access to it right now.
All right. So I'm back on your page. I'm doing it right now.
All right. Before we get carried on again, I want to back up again because I want to remind everybody what a good job you did all those Tuesdays and then all those jobs that you did alone on Thursday because I had all this business I had to take care of. So let's give you a big round here, Philip. Good job.
Those
people that called on me, I appreciate that. You know, sometimes you get these little things and they keep compounding. You got to deal with them, knock them off one at a time. But I'm back on track. I've got nothing to look over my shoulder on. Everything is all taken care of. So I'll be back every Thursday. Hope my friends will still be out there. But once again, Philip, outstanding job, brother. You did it all by yourself.
You know. Thank you. As we've been talking about the devil's right, Bill, while she's doing that, get into the chat room and stuff. The devil's right. So basically, this is a review, Bill, and I thought this was appropriate. It's Are the Laughing Devils a slapstick version of an MC? Yes, the devil's right is over the top, and at times the Laughing Devils are ridiculous, but that's what's making them a hit for the Discovery Channel. Another week watching the Laughing Devils on Discovery Channel's The Devil's Ride, and another week wondering, are these guys for real? As the weeks go forward, the Laughing Devils and, of course, the show's producers keep trying to prove to viewers that, indeed, the Laughing Devils are the real deal San Diego MC. But somehow their efforts to keep coming off as well set up and fake. Take, for example, Rusty Coons just strolling into the Laughing Devils clubhouse with his band Atticus 7 and setting up to play unannounced. Sure, the Laughing Devils completed a repo for him a few weeks earlier, and he was appreciative, having respected so-and-so just clubhouse with these guys unannounced posing for the cameras, particularly giving way to the Laughing Devils and treated founding father and former Prez Gypsy, who set up the repo deal in the first place and is, one would assume, a friend. In the real world, really be rewarding Billy the Kid and the company for such behavior by dropping by and helping make their first party a hit just seemed a bit too produced if you have any reality to it. Of course, fans have to remember this. This is television, which you said.
Exactly.
He also said it's for TV ratings.
That's exactly. It's staged, and it's got damn good ratings.
Right. They got 2.2 million viewers Tuesday night, Bill. And they're looking at season two already. Reality, and just so you know, everybody knows that the Sinister Mob Syndicate is owned by Discovery Channel. Everything about it. Yes, but television, nevertheless. TV shows are going to be posed and hyped and ramped up to provoke viewer interest. Whatever the show is, or so-called reality television, is no exception. In fact, the reality TV shows often come off as being less real than straight-out fiction productions, simply because they do not involve real people placed in unnatural, unreal situations, making viewers question how the valid show is over real, or overall. Perhaps the thing that makes viewers question the devil's right and the Laughing Devil so vehemently is the way Discovery has promoted the show before it appeared, and since commercials for the Devil's Ride have made the show out to be an inside look at a hardcore 1% MC club. Something the Laughing Devils certainly are not and have never claimed to be, but because of the advertising, hardcore is what viewers are expecting. And they are disappointed in what they get, and many seem to feel deceived as well as understandable. So there's something engaging about the show. It's just so over the top, it's not hard to laugh at many of the situations. The Laughing Devils are becoming the slapstick version of the MC, and in TV land anyway, there is value in that. In case a lot of people are outraged at the antics of the Laughing Devils, but a lot of people are watching, as well as making The Devil's Ride the latest hit for Discovery. Some viewers even admit they keep watching despite themselves. This guy Rogers said, all these guys look like posers to me. None of them deserve any real respect. So I say, hooray for her reality TV. The question in my mind is, who do I give shit about these guys in the first place? I guess the show has, in fact, engaged me. What is the world coming to? Stay tuned.
All right, let's talk about something positive for a second.
Sure.
If you haven't tuned in, you are going to see what Philip and I take for granted every time. Downtown San Diego is beautiful. The gas lamp area where they hang out is absolutely gorgeous. The harbor is all the scenes,
you know,
in San Diego is
just,
nice.
And just so people understand, that harbor scene, Yeah. I have passes to get on any place down there, and I can't even get where those guys were. It was staged for TV.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, let's talk about it. It is TV. They have a script. They got to follow and all that. If you want, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, turn the channel if you're not happy. You want to watch it, turn the channel. Or look for mistakes in editing. That's always kind of nice to see. I found several editing mistakes. No reflection on Laughing Devils now, but on the editors I'm laughing at. But again, if you don't like it, shut the program off.
Right.
But if you live in a different state and you want to get a good view of what San Diego is like, especially at nighttime, I think we have one of the most beautiful cities there are.
Nora enjoys seeing things from all over. Right, Nora?
Yep. So that's my way of saying, you know, like San Diego, because I can't say how California is set up, okay? I know it's the largest state there, but I don't know how the setup is. Like here in Illinois, I know the setup from, you know, the Wisconsin-Illinois border down to Kentucky-Illinois border, okay? So it's great to see the scenery in San Diego. It's beautiful, you know.
Yeah, we rarely talk about wearing anything other than wearing a Levi vest or jacket or something. We're very special down here. We're not special. The weather is special. The scenery is special. And just a few minutes from right now, if Philip and I wanted to, in 50 minutes, I could be in Mexico, a foreign country. Philip and I wanted to, in 10 minutes, I could be swimming in the ocean. In 1 hour, Philip and I could be in the beautiful, beautiful Julian, which has got snow on, high in the mountains. Half hour after that, Philip and I could be in the middle of the desert. Desert, mountain, ocean, beautiful city in a foreign country, Mexico, right next to us.
They get pulled over by Homeland Security.
No, they didn't stop me. They didn't stop me. And I will never get over that. I'm going to tell you right now, he stayed at a beautiful hotel. I stayed at a dump. It looked like they were shooting porno movies at the dump I stayed at. He gets
pulled
over. Well,
maybe they were.
I know. There were six girls that were working the event staying at our hotel, and there was a bunch of dancers there, but no porn, no movies, no cameras were rolling, I promise you that. But so he stayed at the nice place, uptown, and Homeland Security grabs him. I am so downtown, believe me, and no problem whatsoever. See, there is a God. And helped him get the good place. I won't forget that at all.
You know, now next time, get the good place and let him suffer someplace else.
Oh, no. It all comes out of the wash between him and I. It's just that I had a chance. A friend of mine was going to help me get some really great rooms at a really great price. And I was kind of committed with this other club, so I gave Philip the great, you know, the good chance. But he'll reciprocate that, I promise you that. That happens between us an awful lot.
Oh, exactly. But
I like to break his balls every chance I get.
Well, you know, I'd like you to read here. Share that with everybody.
All right, a little poetry here. So live your life that the fear of death...
Why don't I tell him who it is?
I can't see who it is. Oh, Chief Tecumseh, words of wisdom.
Where?
Excuse me. Where is he from? I know he's the Midwest.
Michigan, I think.
Chief Tecumseh, okay. Get some nice words, a little poetry here for you people. I want you to sit back here and hold that glass of wine and just sit back and be comfortable now because Dr. Love's going to take over the show. Dr. Love's going to give you...
Oh, Dr. Love.
Love's going to give a little bit of poetry tonight now. So sit back
before
here.
You do, remember we have to be commando for this.
Well, you know, if you feel like you're getting a little bit warm in there, just unloosen those buttons on that right there and make yourself comfortable, you know? Let's repeat what that great Indian leader says. So live your life that the fear of death can never enter your heart. Trouble no one about their religion. Respect others in their view and demand that they respect yours. Demand that they respect yours. Live your life. Perfect your life. Love your life, excuse me. Beautify all things in your life. Seek to make your life long and its purpose in the service of your people. Prepare a noble death song for the day when you go over the great divine. Always give a word or a sign of salute when meeting or passing a friend, even a stranger when in a lonely place. show respect to all people, grovel to none. Raise me up the next paragraph, if you would, sir. Thank you. When you rise in the morning, give thanks for the food and for the joy of living. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies only in yourself. Abuse no one and no thing. Abuse turns the wise ones to fools and robs the spirit of its vision. When it comes your time to die, be not like those whose hearts are fed or filled with the fear of death, so that when their time comes, they weep, no, and pray for a little more time to live their lives over in a different way. Sing your death song and die like a hero going home. Is that the last sentence there?
That's it.
Okay, this is an important deal. No matter what you've done in life, that is part of your life. The good things, the bad things, your money situation, how tall you are, your family, like all pieces of the puzzle. Only you know all the pieces of the puzzle. But you cannot be who you are today without the bad things that happened to you in your life and the good things that happened to your life. Here's a man that lived, that last part was put in by Bill Kennedy, obviously. But before, here's a man that lived over 100 years ago, pretty much had the United States government take away everything he had, and yet he was pure of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that says an awful lot.
As Art says, don't forget L.A. It's also a foreign country.
Art, how true. At times, maybe Mexico's more local to us even. Philip and I will be up in Los Angeles this weekend.
That's correct.
We'll talk about that a little later on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going one way in. I don't know about coming home and all that. You know, I'd like to give a little blurb here. There's some local guys out of San Diego called the Coffin Chasers. They're having a fundraiser to help one of their brothers, Leo. All bikes and cars to come to the Malt Shop on Midway, Saturday, June 9th, this Saturday, 11 a.m. on DJ raffle giveaways. You know how that stuff goes, boys and girls. It's in Midway Drive, San Diego. $20 to give you a T-shirt and stuff. All proceeds go to Leo's defense funds. Now, what's happened is Leo got himself in too many activities, and sometimes when you get in the system, it just eats and chews you up in there. So if you feel like you're in the local area, you feel you can help these people out, they're over their heads with that. They're trying the best they can. They're not turning their back on their own people. So that's kind of a kudo on those people. And that's on Saturday, and then you and I will be up on Sunday, like I said.
Uh-huh. And for the first time, I had to write this down. We're going to get you up early.
Oh, listen, man. You know, I'm not...
You're
going
to be up before 9 o'clock. We'll be on the road by 7.
How many people in the radio land think that Bill Kennedy is going to be up by 7 o'clock?
I do.
Nobody. No, it's not going to happen, you know.
Yeah, you'll be up. Ain't going to be late.
You'll be up. Y'all have fun.
Oh, we will have fun, I guarantee you that. It's just that, you know. Actually, I do want to get up early because Philip and I got to go through the L.A. traffic. We got to go beyond Los Angeles and get on the Highway 101 heading in the Ventura direction. Ventura is bumper-to-bumper traffic. Interstate 5 and Interstate 405 will be bumper-to-bumper traffic. It slows me down. I can't split traffic at those high speeds, and therefore the distance we're going is going to take longer than I want to get there. So if everybody sees me coming up, we just move their car over a little bit. I'll just be right between them. I'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. Only if he stays up all night.
Make sure
you know that I hung out with a lot of crazy people till 5 o'clock in the morning in Arizona, and I couldn't believe it was Bill Kennedy. I thought for sure I'd have sat down and passed out, but there was so much activities going on in Arizona. Pardon me?
In a white car?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
She pulled up too far and she's on her phone.
Hi, guys. You're live?
It's Alicia Pleasure. How are you? Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
That's
I just
okay.
Almost ready to go through a red light. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can get clear now. You're back in fine. Yes.
Okay. How you been?
We're doing okay. We're getting ready for our weekend activities, and we have a lot of fun stuff coming our way. I hope you guys are, wherever you call me from, America. I hope everybody else got a good weekend coming up. Screwdriver
yes.
and I. I'm going to have a great weekend.
Yeah, well, it sounds like 2 weekends ago you had a good weekend, too.
You know, I try the best I can not to miss a good weekend.
I don't blame you. I heard all about it last night. That's a good thing, right?
When you never know, you know, is this your last weekend in the world? You just got to embrace life. I don't have any fear of death. I don't feel it's my time. I'm just thinking, let me embrace everything. So when it is my time, I'll have no complaints at all.
That's true. This is true. Well, hopefully it's not your any time close to your time. So, yeah.
Well, don't anybody feel sorry if it is my week coming up. What do you have coming up? Tell us what you're doing this current program, weekend or whatever.
This weekend I'm working. I'm not doing anything fun. Yeah, doing the catering thing this weekend, you know, trying to help out. But, I think we have a shoot. We're going to try and line that up one day next week. We have to get some photos together for a magazine. They want me to do the centerfold for the magazine. I don't know the name of it offhand, but it's more of an ass magazine, so that ought to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, you know, busy working.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is depressing that we have to, you know, raise money to sustain our lifestyle. Because I assure you, if you don't know me that well, I truly could be the type of a guy that could just travel around the world and never sleep the same hotel twice, and I could be happy. To me, traveling is everything. I wish I could just continue. But I've given it a good run, boys.
Well, that's good. You know, I was just talking to Mike about that earlier. It just seems like we're more homebodies than anything. You know, I would just love to. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Let's just get up and go. Let's move. Let's do this and let's do that. And I don't have the guts to do it. You know, we kind of live in this lifestyle where, you know, we're so laid back at this point that I don't know. I mean, he talks about moving out to California and, you know, I mean, it sounds great and I think we would probably, you know, have fun out there. But then, you know, after a while, I'd be like, okay, I'm really tired, you know, but.
May I say something to you here? And because I have been fortunate enough to travel through every single state, Canada, through Baja California, mainland Mexico, England, Wales, Ireland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, mainland Europe, Spain, Italy. I have traveled extensively, and when I talk to people, people wait too long in life to travel. Travel
right.
When you're healthy. Travel when you're young. There are times like, let me talk about the Eiffel Tower for a second. 20 women will walk up to me. They have the Harley outside. I got my jacket on. It's got my name on it. It says California. Oh, you're from California. Obviously, lady, looking right at my jacket. I said, lady, what are you doing? Same story. They say to me, we're here because Mary's husband, John, who worked civil service his whole life, and he's going to retire and travel, he had a heart attack and died. So now we have surviving spousal, the women, traveling to see John's desire to go to Europe. And so I asked the girls, is anybody going to the top of the Eiffel Tower? Oh, no, we'll just look at it. I invite the women, meet me at the Moulin Rouge tonight. I'm cheap with my money, but I'm going to buy every girl here a drink. Oh, no, we can't go out there. It's too late. No, it's not too late at night. What happens is we've kind of given up. We become afraid. You have to travel now. No matter how old you are, now is now. Now isn't later.
Now you're right. I think, you know what my problem was as a kid? My mom's from Thailand, and you know, like not every summer, but it seemed like every other summer, you know, when I was in grade school and then going into high school, you know, we went over as soon as school ended. You know, I had 2 days to, you know, unravel from the school scene. And I was on a plane over to Thailand, and I never had any summers to myself. You know, summers as a kid growing up, I was always in Thailand, and I didn't have friends over there. So I think that kind of has held me back a little bit because, you know, as a kid, you know, like everyone's like, oh, but you were over in Thailand. Yeah, but that's fine and dandy. But when you don't speak the language and all your friends are over here getting jobs and hanging out and, you know, and having boyfriends and stuff like that, I never really had that experience like a normal kid. So So
let me say one of the main points is I'm on my Harley Davidson motorcycle, and there's usually just two motorcycles. So everybody wants to walk up to me because I'm approachable, I'm vulnerable. When people get off a tour bus in Europe and 50 people speak English at once, it's too much whatever country you're in. Because I am always by myself with one other motorcycle, Max, people want to come up always, always and talk to me.
Wow.
The motorcycle, my gift to speaking to people across the world, and I can't speak anything but English. Screwed up in Mexico so much, and yet we can't speak anything.
Wow. Well, you get your point.
It's given me
right?
a special, like an ambassador of goodwill or something. I've been very blessed to have that motorcycle.
Oh, wow. So when you go to different countries, you actually will just rent a motorcycle?
Negative. Never, ever.
Okay.
We only live in San Diego, and about 40 miles, 50 miles up is the port of Long Beach. The big ships, they fill the containers up with our motorcycles. I find out when I'm going to make my round trip airfare. Then I go down there and I make reservations. I drop my bike off there and I find out when it's going to arrive. So 4 to 6 weeks, whatever it is. So I arrive, then I go down, pick my motorcycle, and off I go. That's what I did in the beginning. But I export so many motorcycles across to Europe now. Now I just call up. I'm going to fly into Frankfurt, for example, in Germany. I'll have one local club or one major bike dealer that I send a lot of bikes to wait for me at the airport. Bill was all set to go. Here's your motorcycle, blah, blah, blah. I go through customs and I'm out the door. But the idea of renting motorcycles, no. I want people there. I don't expect it, but I'm very appreciative when people are waiting for me in foreign countries. I get off the airplane. Here's the motorcycle. We're going to get you out of the city. We're going to get you all set up here. These are some of the contact numbers. So you're going to leave Sweden, Norway, you're going to be over in Denmark. Hit these routes here like that. These are people waiting for you for any assistance. So no matter where I am, I'm really never alone.
That's great. So you're like royalty over there then.
Well, I look like everybody's father, so yeah, I guess I like that. Now, I do go to Europe, and I've been there very many times, and the Europeans always come over here. We had 15 members from Sweden's East Side Club, a strange name, but they came over to my shop over here. Europeans love to travel. They travel an awful lot, and they love it when they meet Americans to travel. Most Americans, we just don't want to give up the comforts of home. We don't want to taste strange. We don't want to be in a place where they can't speak English. I don't care. All I'm going to do is I'm going to look at you in the eyes. If I think your eyes are friendly, I know it. If I see your eyes are not friendly, I know it's a problem right away. I look at people in the eyes, and I have never had a problem anywhere. There's pictures of me riding the camels in Africa, going through the deserts, and you just look at people. Never look at the ground. Don't be afraid of where you are. Look at everybody in the face. What that does is it tells everybody, hey, I'm not a tough guy. I'm just not worth the hassle of a robbing or because I'm looking at you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a giant man. I'm 6'2", 220. But I look every single person in the face, and they go, no, just leave that person alone. And then, God bless the Harley Davidson. That's been the key to everything.
Yeah, really? Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, I think we need to travel more.
I so much. Philip and I were lamenting the other day that the people in Mexico, many of our American friends, are just so afraid to go to Mexico anymore, and Philip and I have no fear of Mexico. I have never heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, Philip, we've never heard of a biker getting stopped. The cartels never kidnapped a biker. The police have never shot. We've never heard things like that. We go down to Mexico, and it is gorgeous down there. Just beautiful.
Right.
Women are pretty nice, too, but that's a bonus.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I heard you guys had a police escort, a good police escort going into in there, which is nice.
Yes.
That's good.
What we do is when I bring a lot of people in there, we need to explain to the police departments that we're coming in. We don't need a hassle. We don't need any traffic blockage. I don't need to make the local citizens upset with us. I don't need a fender bender. What I need is I'm bringing a lot of Americans who are uncomfortable down. I need to get to the border, cross over, and have the police ready, lined up, and the police cars and all that. Get them out ahead of me. Get them out behind us. so I can take this large group of Americans down in there, get them to the hotels. Now, they're spending money in hotels, bars, restaurants. Economy is being met. Money's being spent. Mexico understands that. In America, if I said to the local police department, I got a bunch of guys coming in, would you guys escort me? They'd go, no. And I have asked them because I do some large events, and can you help me with the traffic control?
No.
No.
Okay. Wow.
So I have a foreign country.
And then what they do is they show up and fucking irritate everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
They do.
Okay.
When we go down to Ensenada, which is in Mexico, boys and girls, we haven't done this in a while because everybody's concerned. We would have so many people that I'd speak to the chief of police, and I would ask him to help me with some private security. He would always say, well, how about an off-duty officer? And I'd say, oh, wonderful. And I'd say, maybe a couple of them. Then I would say, I don't know what appropriate amount of money would be. Could you suggest something? He would say something. And I would say, maybe if it was not a problem, I could ask you to leave the money with you and have you take care of this. What happens is, Philip and I laugh because we have policemen on duty showing up, stopping everybody from getting crazy. Now, what I mean is, you're in the hotel. You're really lit up. Hey, I'm not your mama. I'm not your minister. But I don't want you riding your bike in a foreign country shit-faced. All the police are going to do is say, please, senor or senorita, leave your motorcycle, take a cab. And somehow an armed cop, that kind of says, yeah, maybe he's got a good point. Also, so many motorcycles down there, I need to know that some of our people are not going to walk down the wrong alley and, you know, get hassled or harassed. So that's why we do that. Work within the system. I cannot do in America.
Isn't that sad? That's
yes.
Really sad.
I want to tell you the other day, Bill.
What
up? I was splitting lanes on 5, and it came over the double yellow line. It was forcing me into the median. So I hung back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought she'd roll up the window, but she didn't. And I rolled up, and I reached in, and I grabbed the phone, and I threw it in traffic going southbound.
Did you hear that, boys and girls? This is a true glimpse of his lifestyle. Now, some of you are saying, well, I don't know what you people like back in whatever state you guys are calling me from. Philip is an act-react. It doesn't have to be a gray area. It's just pretty basic. There's a problem. He just acts. I want you all to think about what he said, and as you're trying to picture what he's like, I've just described it. Leave him alone or suffer the consequences. Pretty basic.
You put the phone down. You know, that's as simple as that. He told me that story yesterday. Oh, my God, I peed myself. I think that's the greatest story that I've ever heard. I think it's a shame that more people, you know, don't do that. But
I guarantee she won't be on the phone anymore.
I wouldn't either. I think I would learn my lesson. But I
either that or she remembers to roll up the window.
Yeah, really. Yeah, but
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, as you're riding down the freeways in California, look to your left, look to your right. Maybe you see Bill Kennedy. Maybe you see Philip. If you see Philip,
get out of the way.
Bill's an easier-going guy, but no, don't bother Philip going down the road.
Right.
He meets strange people, I tell you.
Well, if you don't do stuff that's against the law, then you're fine. But, you know, put the phone down. Get an earpiece. Get something. Get Bluetooth. I mean, there's so many things out there now that you can be hands-free. You know, I was behind somebody today, and you know, I have a Ford Explorer. I mean, it's a pretty big, you know, car. And she was in her BMW, and she was talking on the phone, and she was swerving left and to the right. I was so irritated. I thought about that story that Phil said. You know, like had I been on a motorcycle, I probably would have reached in and threw it out the window too.
Remember when I told you, Bill, when we're driving down the freeway, and I told you, watch if they got the phone in their left hand, they come left. If they got it in the right hand, they go right.
They gravitate that way.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that Philip is violent. I just want everybody to know Philip is he's direct. But Philip is direct, right?
But there's nothing wrong with that, though, you know?
I've known that for years, the way it is there. I wish everybody Do get to Mexico someday. I'm telling you, Philip and I have had such amazing adventures in Mexico. it's truly.
Yeah, we've had pictures taken.
I'm going to talk about that.
Are any of them with you smiling?
You're trying to get him to smile, though.
I never get him to smile. He's smiling now. Can everybody see us?
No, we can't.
I can't see him.
He's actually smiling and laughing.
He is. I don't know.
Yes,
I
know he smiles. I know he laughs, but never in the picture. It's like he's just, okay, how would you explain it? Like he's bound up or something, just like, and he looks too serious. And no, I'm not picking on you.
Have I not asked you to please put a picture up of you smiling? One picture.
Yeah, I don't have one.
We'll go down and take that 4-for-a-buck shots, and we'll just throw it to just one smile.
No, we might do it Sunday.
Sunday, maybe put some pictures up.
And then you can send it to me. I won't share it with anybody, and I'll be. He does know how to smile. There is a guy.
Yeah, well, no, we're gonna get
celebrities.
We're gonna have celebrities there, but we're gonna get a group shot with Rusty and the band.
Well, the police department going to be shooting that in there again?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they'll have the vans and the helicopter and everything again like last year. But we're supposed to have Rusty and the band will be there.
Uh-huh.
The guys from the Suns are going to be there.
Also, Emilio probably with the Suns of Mayans. The Mayans will be there.
Right.
If you watch that program, boys and girls. So, yeah, and then we'll have... We'll have some custom bike builders and custom car builders and some TV stars, movie stars.
Right.
And please be some porn stars there, to make the picture well-rounded.
We're going to have some martial arts demonstrations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the same guy from last year.
Shame.
Well, Phil, we still have to send you the information on Alex Chase, too. She wanted to come. I know she said if she didn't have anything going on, she was going to try and do the wet T-shirt contest.
Okay.
Oh, outstanding. Cool. Outstanding, then, yeah.
Yeah, she's
I didn't know
he was
going
to
do a demonstration. Oh.
Good time, son. See you later.
Yeah. Well, that gentleman you're talking about has been a friend of mine long before we get into that organization, and he is quite an impressive young man.
We got someone on the line in a second. Hold on, guys.
Hang on, boys and girls.
Hello, Todd.
Yeah, guys, what are you talking about? I just got on.
We're talking about the event Sunday. We're talking about taking some pictures with some people we know up there. And
you guys know everybody. You guys are popular. The twins know everybody. I see the resemblance of two different mothers.
It just means I'm too cheap to pay to get in. That's why I get comped in free. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to a Todd Chaney right here in San Diego. Talk about a Renaissance man. He owns a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And among other things, he's a bail bondsman. Among that, he's a martial art expert. Among that, he's a cage fighter. He's a promoter of cage fighting. And I probably only touched the tip of the iceberg of his activities. 3 Harley-Davidsons. He has backed me up on several occasions in the past 10 years when the numbers were stupid. He never backed down one bit, so I always appreciate a man like that. So I don't mean to embarrass you, but that's all part of who you are, Todd Chaney.
That's true. You're making me smile. And that one event, the numbers are definitely against us. There's a lot of them and just 2 of you, me and you. I was expecting to go down on that one.
I tried to explain that to you, though. On my best day, I was going to take one of them, maybe another one. That left all the rest of them for you.
Well, you follow that. You know that 100 fights you've had.
Yeah.
And you only won that one fight because the girl was drunk.
And she wanted a rematch. I said, no way. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening actually to a man who has tremendous control of his body, his mind, his attitude. This is a martial artist. This is a cage fighter. This is one of the soft-spoken gentlemen that you're ever going to meet in the radio. Known in the motorcycle community. He's just as easy to sit down with the mayor of San Diego, the mayor of Oceanside, politicians. He is as comfortable sipping a glass of wine as he is sipping a beer with the bikers. So truly a good guy. Actually, for being a younger man, he's done an awful lot so far in his life.
I want to do more. Capitalism is a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's got a yacht down by the Oceanside Harbor, too, for you ladies. A nice yacht.
Oh.
Isn't that where you did that commercial?
I did a commercial for Mr. Cheney and his organization down there at the harbor. It was kind of funny.
You did a good job.
It was a prompt to, but it was a good commercial. I hope that people saw it.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that.
What
you tell you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Tell them who's on
Todd, what?
Tell them who's on the phone. And
I lost all the people. Todd, again, what? Listen, everybody, one at a time. When everybody come on and identify who they are and where they're from, so talk and say hello to everybody, okay?
Okay.
I'm Nora from Chicago.
This is Alicia Parker from Philly, or Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I'm Todd Chin.
And the rest.
There you go. Born in Mission Beach. And when they go, and in about 5 minutes to go, get in the cage.
Listen, you know, for the sake of the ladies, since Todd Cheney always is smiling, we should try to put a picture of Todd up. What do you think, huh?
I don't have one off.
Todd, you think if we take some shots of you with some of the celebrities this weekend, would you mind if we put the up there in the blog so the ladies can see you?
Sure, go ahead. Okay. As long as you see my
face, especially if you ladies like that clean-cut, short-haired guy. He's all about biz. But definitely not the guy you want to step on his toes.
Like Shakespeare.
Well, what if
I
somebody can't dance?
So, guys, tell me about the event this weekend, Sunday. Where is it at?
We're going to go up to...
Chatsworth.
Yeah. We're going to go 5 to 405. We're going to turn left on 101. We're going to head towards Ventura. But we will be in the Chatsworth Passes area.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And then we're going to...
We're leaving at 7.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. We'll talk about stuff with that then. Are you riding up with us then?
Yeah, definitely. Just give me a heads up one time.
Okay, we'll get back to you and all that stuff with that. Because it's kind of early, though.
If I have to do it all night, or I will. I might have to go to the jail Saturday night to go bail some guys out. So you never know in this lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true. That's the only thing I thought bad about your organization is the fact that the rest.
What's bad about
they don't
my
make the bail? You got to track them down. That's always usually nighttime work. That's kind of rough.
No, Bill Kennedy.
No, Bill Kennedy couldn't do your job. I'd only arrest people in the afternoon.
Is to treat people how you want to be treated, and 90% of the time or more, they'll go with you. If you treat them like an asshole, they're going to fight back. So.
Yeah, I just heard that there's going to be a big martial art demonstration this Sunday. I can't confirm that, but apparently our boy Shane's going to be giving it.
Oh, Shane's a good guy. Yeah.
I've seen him give demonstrations before. He's pretty damn impressive. I didn't know he was going to be doing that this weekend, so that's kind of interesting.
Kind of haven't seen him in years.
Sorry.
Whatever he's given demonstration-wise, you can assume I will not be in the ring. I don't want to make the boy look bad. You know, that's the only reason I'm not getting in the ring. I don't want him to look bad.
First of all, I never fight friends for no money, and we're friends. It's not a fight. And I only fight different people. I fight for money. I don't fight for free.
You know, by the way, can we give your studio a little plug out there? Your martial arts studio?
Yeah, it's called Black Lion Training Center. MMA fighting, Muay Thai kickboxing, strength conditioning, boxing, and jiu-jitsu. That's what we do.
Repeat that again, please?
Black Lion Training Center. We teach Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing, jiu-jitsu, boxing, and strength conditioning.
Okay, and where is that at?
Carlsbad, California.
Okay.
And if you watch, one of our guys fought last weekend in New Orleans. His name is AJ Matthews. He fought a guy named Radar. It'll be on YouTube. Knocked him out in the third round. Punched to the face, kicked to the forehead, knocked him out cold.
Wow.
I've been training since he was 9.
Really?
Now he's 24.
MMA is very impressive. I like it.
Yeah, it's multi-level, multi-dimensions. Boxing is for gentlemen. MMA fighting is for the true
warrior.
Athlete. Warrior.
Did I stop by? Because they're all dressed almost naked with that little skimpy shorts they wear. You should definitely stop by and visit everybody.
Yeah. You never want to wear
I shouldn't say everybody's got their shorts on. Always look around for Bill Kennedy. I'm more of a corner man. I'm here to be an inspiration.
Yeah,
they don't have
that.
Anybody
he's
my
smart.
Age to fight.
Bill's not a very good corner man, trust me. Remember that time?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm a good inspiration, though.
That's true. We'll let that one go.
Yeah,
well, you guys,
yeah.
You can take me off the air. I'll listen for a little bit longer, then I have to go teach class.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
You take care, and we'll get back to you for this weekend, okay?
Okay. Have a good night,
all right,
guys.
Good talking to you, brother.
All right, good night.
Anyway, for the ladies and all that, we should try to get a picture of him. Maybe get him training or something, because they might like that sweaty. You girls care for sweaty male bodies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, well then.
And the other thing I got today, Bill, was on Sunday, August 19th, 2012, at 9 a.m. in Sweetwater Harley-Davidson in Chula Vista.
Yes.
This is the third annual, and it's going to be bigger than ever, Frog for Freedom.
Oh,
proceeds of this event will go to benefit the families of the Special Warfare Combat crewmen that have been killed and wounded in battle or training. So due to the size of the crowd we're expecting this year, the after party will be held at Lacey J's in Santee. For more info, contact Dave Chelsea at, I'll put that up for you.
It's the theme of it is called Frogs for Freedom.
Frogs for Freedom.
These are our Navy SEAL type guys and our frogmen and all that stuff with that. San Diego is a very, very big, it's just more of a Navy town. More of a Marine Corps town up here, but they have so many Navy guys down there, and these guys are, for us to acknowledge them, I think is a pretty class act. So Screwdriver and I try to make that every time. And in case you're wondering, well, how do I find Sweetwater Harley-Davidson? Simple. You drive down Interstate 5, keep the ocean to your right. If you get to Mexico, you've gone too far. That's all the directions you need, boys and girls. Interstate 5 south. Keep the ocean to your right. If you hit the Mexican border, stop. You've gone a little bit too far. So imagine people saying, what the hell is he talking about? Well, I always tell people, if you go to Mexico with us and you get separated, do not worry, because we take the Cueto. Did I say that wrong? Cueto?
No. Yeah,
okay.
That's
it's a toll road. We travel along the freeway. So if you're going south with me, keep the ocean to your right if you get separated. If we're going home and you're lost for some crazy reason, which I've never lost anybody, keep the ocean to your left. You cannot lose it. The ocean's to your left, you're going to see Welcome to America. Ocean's to your right, you're going to say you're in Mexico. See, that's how easy life is. I don't give maps out. I don't give none of that bullshit. You don't need it. You see the ocean, and we're close enough riding to spit in the ocean, so you won't get lost. Anybody wants to come down with us, I promise we will get you in, and we'll bring you home in one piece.
And we have Michelle back. She's good.
Are you going
to
come get
back.
Me, too?
Will yes, yes. Too? Yeah, we're trying. Maybe we'll get some a big bus.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
would be so nice. How about just a big ride of bikes, you know, from one across the states? We'll come see y'all.
Yeah, we got that one. Yeah.
So you were going to tell us about your contest.
I have a contest going on right now with the bike, and unfortunately, I have a gentleman that thinks he's going to try and win.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be absolutely wonderful if I could get some help. And I thus, I know Philip from my Facebook, and I thought I would try it out. He told me to hit the show up, so I'm calling in to say hi, everybody.
Yeah, this is Bill Kennedy, though. I'm afraid I'm not up on the contest. For those of us that aren't tuned in, can you share about us what the contest is or something?
Sure. It's at River City Harley-Davidson in New Haven, Indiana. It's a photo contest for the Harleys. We're going for the best looking, obviously. Beautiful bike. The bike's title is Not Just for Show. It's absolutely chrome to the max. It's gorgeous. Of course, I'm sure there are more beautiful ones out there, but it is a beautiful bike, and I think the best looking one on the page. I really need some votes, and I've been
scraping and scraping, and this guy is just getting me.
Hmm. Can we get a picture?
She's going to send me a picture of the
okay,
bike.
Then, yeah, let's try to do that. Maybe if you can send us a picture, we can get some of our friends.
Put it on the blog. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Put it on the blog, Bill, because today, I got to give kudos to the Devil's Ride, Bill, because today we got 137,332 hits.
Nice.
You can the Devil's Ride if you want. That's your business.
Oh, no. Since I've been putting it up on the site, we've been getting guys from there, but... We had your one guy from China today on the
Low
audience.
Pin, high pin, Chin Lee, Brother Lee, whoever you are,
yeah,
keep it up, brother. Don't be afraid of the governments.
No, because we got Australia, Canada, Russia, Germany, Malaysia, Brazil, Mexico, France, and Ireland right now tuned in.
Outstanding.
All day they've been coming in from New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Germany, India, and Brazil. And let's see.
Well, today, and I got to tell you.
Poland and the Netherlands.
Okay.
Denmark,
okay. Today, by the way, in the world news, China's closed the doors on Tibet. In case you don't know what happened, about 10 years, give or take, China attacked and took over the country of Tibet. The Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader of all Tibetans, fled to India, where he's in exile. India gave him some property. He's trying to run his country out of there. The Dalai Lama is a spiritual man, nonviolence. He refused to raise a hand against the Chinese. So what do? They burned his temples, they killed his priest, and they raped and killed his nuns. So as if that isn't enough, if China hasn't done enough, they took over the country, they have now stated that no one that left Tibet and ran over to India, not one of those people ever be allowed back in their country again. They have shut the door. What is wrong with America that we don't pay attention to these people? China took over a goddamn country.
Hold on one second.
Okay, I'll get excited.
Hold on one second. Yeah, that's what got thrown us off the air. Hold on one second. Michelle, send that link again, please, because it's up in the chat room and nobody can get to it right now because it's already rolled
over.
Okay,
I'll do that. I'm sorry.
Let me wrap this up
here
again. Don't anybody think for a second I've got any problem with any Chinese. I don't have a problem with any Chinese. It's the government. It's on my last good nerve, boys and girls. All right, off the political statement for today. No more politics. Don't encourage me. I swear to God, I'll go off on something else. Don't encourage me.
Then you get me going, and then
because
what?
We have some people in there right now asking where they can go vote.
Oh, yeah,
so
look at this,
if you send me the link again, I'll give it to them.
Where do we go vote? Blah, blah, blah.
Because what happened is it's rolled over in the chat, and I can't get to the other end of it right now.
I'm sending it right to you. Straight to you, and then if I can, I'll try and let me know if you got it all.
I got part of it. It says it just takes a second. I need the rest of it. If you could just copy and paste the link, that'd be perfect.
Okay. I was on the wrong.
So I was thinking at first it was like a beauty.
Yeah, because the voting ends tomorrow.
It's two motorcycles.
Right.
The voting ends tomorrow at 4:00 Central.
You got to get this out here right away tonight, then.
It is between that bike and another gentleman's bike, yes. And I believe mine's much better, much prettier. There you go.
Well, if we had enough time and all that, we might show them both motorcycles, but we're not. We're going to show your bike only. I want to say hello to 970. You out there?
Ryan. Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good to hear your voice today, buddy. Talk to us. What's up?
Oh, hell, just had a crazy weekend with a big model shootout that we had going on down here. I'm trying to send some photos over to you right now, but great turnout, met a lot of awesome people. So, good times.
Good deal with that. Philip and I got a good weekend coming up this week also. That's kind of nice. What's real new in your world coming up that you can share with us?
We have got 16th of June. We're doing a photo shoot in a mansion in Denver. We got about $2 million worth of exotic cars, waterfalls, all kinds of good stuff. Basically, it's going to be a lingerie bikini shoot. Get in there and get some great shots. There's going to be probably 8 to 10 photographers. No clue how many models yet. We're still talking to some and getting more signed up. And then we got another big photo shoot coming up in August, same type of deal, as well as one in July. So we got quite a few happening coming
up
here pretty quick.
You change themes all the time, right? You change locations and themes. What's the next themes coming up?
The theme that we just did was I had basically 1960s hot rods, 65 Shelby, 70 Challenger, a couple AMX street cars, 57 Chevy pickup, several clothing designers, one of them from about 700 miles away from where we're at, and then over 100 different props they could shoot at, and it was done at a bar that used to be a barn. So they completely renovated the barn and turned it into a full-service bar. The next one we're doing, of course, like I said, will be at that mansion. The one in October, we're going to see about renting out a big facility and make a Halloween-style theme. Everybody can wear whatever they want and do a costume party. And then the one in July, we're doing at a national park. We've got permission to go into the park and basically lock the gate behind us. And it's got a lot of rock formations, stuff like that, so it'll be more of the naturalistic outdoor photo shoots. So that'll be a good deal, too. We try to change it up all the time and use it to build portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
Last one, over the course of an eight-hour day, some of the girls shot with, you know, 8 to 10 photographers. So
now, I have asked you a question. I know the answer to this, but why would the models want to show up for your program here? What would be the outcome? What is the advantages for them doing this?
Oh, man, a couple things. First off, this first one was only $15. So they show up. I take $1.35 of that, and I print out a program. Everybody that shows up has to give me their biography, contact information, a headshot, basically what they've done with their career. And I put together an event program. So you show up. The rest of that money goes straight to the facility that we're renting, and that covers food and drink. So you show up in the morning, you give me your $15, popping waters on the house. We had a big barbecue for lunch, and you shoot all day. About every 20 minutes, half hour, you move to a new photographer and a different prop. And by the end of the day, you know, you've worked with all these different photographers who also pay $15 to get in. It's $15 across the board. I don't care who you are. Still got to feed you. Everybody has equal rights to the photos. So you come in, you have a great experience working with models, photographers, hair and makeup designers. And, you know, you walk away with sometimes up to 100 shots in the course of one day that are professionally done and touched out.
Listen, some of my guys told me, damn to the girls that climbed over the fence.
Yes, that is actually, if you can have a favorite as a photographer, I don't know if you're supposed to. Those girls were awesome. Just ran into them. They've been modeling for about 4 months now. Got a hold of me about this event. So they came down, and basically we shot all day, and as we were leaving, it started raining. We're just messing around, and we were doing a shot by that gate. I told them, hell, climb over the fence. Let's make a scene out of it. So they were crawling up over that, and we got that shot and played it off as them sneaking in. So
now, I want to ask you now, well, the girls got that. They now have an updated portfolio. Now they can take this and then go out to the advertisement world and say, this is what I've done. This is current. That's really the theme for this. You're giving these ladies a chance, ladies and men, right? You also use men models, right?
Absolutely. We only had two guys that showed up, but you know what? I'm open for anybody. You know, we had
I would have showed up.
There was, what's that?
For $15, I would have showed up, even if you didn't shoot me, just to walk around all day.
Exactly. Well, and that's something else. If you're not on my roster, it's a private party. So the first day, nobody knew what was happening, except for the people that we'd invited. And when
even if we showed up and weren't on your roster, we're getting in.
You two, I'd make an exception, but
we're getting in.
But the key to all these models, they can now take this portfolio and then go out to the advertisement world, and they can start soliciting more active work, jobs with good money. Is that correct? That's the real theme, right?
Absolutely. They've got an updated high resolution headshot. We had one photographer that did nothing but headshots. And then everybody else, they're able to use those photos as long as the watermark stays. So the photographers, too, they walked in and, you know, they shot upwards of 24 models over one day. And that's a kick-ass portfolio with all of these different things that I had out there. So,
and the models are getting to meet each other. And, of course, interneting exactly. And all that, that helps them get work, too. So that sounds kind of a win-win for everybody.
Right. And then when you leave, you take that program. So you get back to the house 3 days from now, you're thinking, what the hell was that chick's name or what was that photographer's name? You pull out that program. I've got all of their information, how to contact them, and a headshot so you can pick them up out of a lineup. So
when are you going to expand to the California, as we want to know?
I would love to. You know, it's something, this last one we were going to do specifically for Northern Colorado because it seems to be the armpit of the modeling industry. We're trying to change that. Figured if we can get people the connections to start moving themselves forward, you know, we'd make a go of it. And by the time we got done, I've got a 350-mile radius where people were coming in from. And, you know, it was really a huge success. And I don't measure it by dollars made because nobody made a penny. I measure it by the amount of people that we contacted through this event and helped out their portfolio. So, and I sent three pictures just now. Still ought to have a couple of them at least. But, you know, we had the people that brought the cars down were allowed to bring their wife because then I could have their wife stay with the car, and I allowed them to walk around and take pictures. But because the photographers were paying to get in, nobody was allowed to take a photo unless they were one of the registered photographers. That way there's no cell phone pics, people sneaking into dressing rooms, any of that crap. They've got the rights for their photos, and they've got an exclusive shot of a lot of these girls.
What I'm impressed with the fact is that literally you're making pennies, but you're giving everybody an opportunity to do something. If this is something they thought about doing and they miss your program, they are just stupid. This is their chance to get out there and the whole world make some money, but you've got to have the current pictures and all that. So I think what you're doing is a win-win for everybody except for you because you're not making enough money. But hang in there, brothers. Well, what you're doing is a good job for everybody.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to make thousands of dollars off of this. It's just going to be coming to me over the next 5 years from people
that
see my work and contact me.
We understand. It's all interneting. We understand what you're doing in the long run there. But just so awesome that you're giving a person a chance who wants to get into modeling, really has no knowledge what to do, show up, take the pictures, talk to other models, talk to photographers, get some confidence in themselves, and then go out in the real world. Yeah, brother.
Yep. And, you know, if they're under 18, I require they bring a parent. I recommend the mom because, you know, a lot of times the dad shows up and it turns into a territorial situation where we're puffing chests out. And we don't want that, don't like the drama. So we say, bring your mom along. I'll put her to work. She can hang around if she wants. But that helps me from having to pay people to come and work these events where I got to charge more.
Let me ask you about the hairdressers and the makeup people. How are you getting around all that?
Hairdressers and makeup, basically anybody that does cosmetology has to be licensed. So I contact the people that I know. They also pay $15 to get in, and they have updated shots for their portfolio. You know, I take shots of them doing the makeup, doing the hair, so they can add that, and then they've got the finished product by multiple professional photographers that is advertising their work.
Because that would be my concern if the girl was naturally beautiful but was kind of naive about the proper procedure, putting makeup on, it could be a disaster, or didn't know how to do her hair right. A lot of people they look, but they don't. A professional, I say, no, this is better for you. So that's what I was concerned about that. That's outstanding.
Right. Yeah, and well, we had a little surprise, too. Have you ever seen the movie, Can't Buy Me Love?
No, sure.
Years ago, 19.
Yeah.
Okay. Amanda Peterson has been under the radar for pushing 20 years. Nobody knows where she's at, what she's doing. Amanda Peterson came to our event and helped the girls with hair and makeup.
Outstanding.
So she showed up. We told everybody, you know what, be respectful. She's been out of the limelight. She's here to help you. She's working for you today. Use it to your advantage. And I told the girls, I said, you know, anybody can get an autograph of a movie star or a Hollywood actress, but how many of them have that same movie star or Hollywood actress sit down with them for a half hour, 45 minutes, talk about the industry, and then do their hair and makeup.
Yeah.
So she came in, everybody was very respectful, and it was awesome.
Now, besides the picture and all that, what I like about the fact is you're giving these people motivation, you're giving them confidence. You're saying, this is how you can look. And a lot of people can't see how they can look. They see how they look now. That's why I think it's so impressive, having the models there, having the hairdresser, the makeup people, they can say, no, this is the wrong shade for you. You may have been wearing that shade for years. It's not the right shade. Let's try this. And have somebody go, wow, I never realized that. That's why hairdressers, that's why makeup people are so important in the industry.
Absolutely. And a lot of times people don't take that into account. Oh, I've been doing my makeup and hair for 10 years now. Well, may well be.
You have.
If you don't know how to do the right stuff, you know, your eyes might shine so much more with, you know, whatever. But you got to listen to the people that have been doing it for a career and realize that everybody can learn something from somebody else.
Yeah.
Watching these other photographers and afterwards, you know, when we're having lunch, talking to them, and I learned a ton just in BSing with the other photographers that were there. And it was a learning experience for everybody.
Stage, and it was really hot, and they gave me a baseball cap to wear. It was really hot. I never wear any hats or headbands, just I have receding hairline, this is who I am. But I was up on stage talking, and finally this one reporter came out and said, Mr. Kennedy, could you raise the bill of your cap up? You're creating a shadow. The cameras cannot pick your face up. I had no idea that was going on because I never wear a hat. So here's a stranger coming up to me and raising the bill of my baseball cap up a little bit so the cameras could catch my face. That's somebody helping me, and I was totally unaware of it. And that's the same thing we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Yep. It works out awesome. We had no problems for the entire weekend, which usually you get a bunch of girls and guys that are models involved. You've got people cutting bra straps, messing with wardrobes, all this kind of crap. But every individual that showed up, I spent about 45 minutes to an hour talking to before the event, basically pre-screened everybody, contacted some of the people that the photographers had worked with, made sure it was a good, legit situation for everybody. And the cool thing was on Sunday, once the ad hit the newspaper and we had some people showing up that read about it, one girl showed up with her mom, had never done anything, 15 years old, never even thought about it. And the girls that were there that were close to her size all gathered up a wardrobe for her, and she ended up having 5 or 6 different outfits that she shot in because the other models were helping her out. So that kind of thing there is cool as hell to me when models, when it's a competitive industry, are willing to say, hey, you know what, this dress would look hot on you, you know, take it for the shoot. So that was really cool.
Do you think that you're getting this cooperation among the models because of the regional preference? I mean, by the fact that you're talking, you don't have a lot of movies going on out there. Do you think that it's just the nature of the people in your area that you get this cooperation, and would it be a much more cutthroat if you came to California, for example?
Honestly, I think that I could get the same cooperation anywhere that I went because a lot of this is based off of mutual respect. And if I'm talking to somebody and I respect their views, their parameters, I'm not trying to push them into letting their boobs hang out or any of that. I'm making them feel comfortable and confident in themselves. Then they're going to give me that same respect. And by doing that, it's always going to be a successful event. I think the time when I start looking more at the dollar amounts, or that, you know, I want to have 18 pairs of boobs on my garage wall, that's when it's all going to go downhill. But as long as there's that mutual respect and open communication, I think it's a success wherever you go.
Well, see, in California, it's a lot more cutthroat. We have people like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, and they've been holding me back for years. Obviously, they think face is pretty. Now, that was a joke. What the hell is he talking? That was a joke. I just threw a joke out.
A big, strong, good-looking guy like you, I don't stand a chance.
It was a joke, everybody. Calm down. I only tell one joke. Let me ask you something. What got you interested in this? Because what you're really doing is you're helping so many people. What made you to be the white knight that came in there and get an idea and said, I can reach out and help people help themselves? Give me a little bit about that history, if you can.
Well, I started off... I had a location that I needed to get people to come to. I was brand new to the area. Nobody knew who the hell I was. And you can't turn a profit at a bar unless you got guys drinking. Guys, honestly, pay the bills. Guys aren't going to come unless you got women. So I started a calendar contest. And we did a modeling contest, started off with 36 girls, weeded it down to the final 10 by the locals voting on them and doing charity events, stuff like that. And put out a calendar. So that was the first time I'd ever done anything like this. figured out over the course of doing these different charity events that I kind of had a knack for talking to people and, you know, getting people to pull in together on a cause. And, you know, of course, Kasha was involved in that calendar. That's what brought her back into modeling. So we worked great together and decided, you know what, as good as this is going, you know, let's see if we can't help somebody else out. So, you know, over the course of the calendar shoot, we hear horror stories from the girls about, you know, they wanted me to do this. They kept pushing me to take it off, you know, all this kind of crap. And our concern was, what can we do to prevent that and get these people to further their careers? So that's when KR Productions was established.
Let me ask you this here, interrupt for a second. I apologize. The movie industry and the advertisement industry, the television, they need people of all ages. So we keep talking about the models and all that. I'm hoping you're going to emphasize the fact that a middle-aged lady, a middle-aged man could come in and do some headshots and all that. Is that correct? Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. Just at our event, I had everything from 14 years old to 44. And that's just because that's the age group that signed up. I don't care what you look like, how old you are. If you feel you're beautiful, if nothing else, come get some photos done. You know, have that in 15 to 20 years when you're looking back on what you've done with your life. Have that record of, hey, you know what? This is something that I did. And, you know, I say bring it. If you think you're gorgeous, come on out. I got no problem with that. I'll shoot anybody for any situation.
You know, try and let the people know. I'm going to just briefly, I did a TV series a little bit, and I went out and they took your headshots and all that, and they said, we've got 30 people. There's not much chance us ever needing you, but thank you for coming down. I said, thank you for the experience. I had a good time and all that crap. Anyway, before I got home, the phone was ringing. Are you that guy with the long white hair receding hairline? Can you start working tomorrow morning? That's the God's truth what happened. Only because I said, I'm going to go down and give it a shot. I did it for a while. It was fun stuff. But they need all kind of people, all kind of sizes, all kind of shapes. This is perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, and, you know, there's an ask for every seat. And if somebody's coming to me and they need a big model, perfect. If they need a little skinny model, perfect. You know, I know enough people in the industry around here where I can find just about anybody that they're looking for. And word's getting out that Kasha and I have a no-bullshit approach to things. If you come at me and you're puckering your lips like a duck, I'm going to tell you, you look like a damn duck. Quit doing that. You know, quit watching America's Top Model and be yourself.
Yes, it's that's most important.
Being yourself,
just be
and
who
enjoying
you
it. Yeah, exactly. Don't try to be all of these models that have fake lips and boobs and everything else. Be comfortable in your skin, and it's going to show.
It's a challenge to everybody to not let this opportunity pass you up here, because you go down there, and as he said, they're going to help everybody. You're going to have some great shots. You're going to have great experience, meet so many nice people, and take it as a challenge. I encourage everybody, go down. That's close enough nearby. Go down, take this. Sign up for the next program in here.
Absolutely.
I'm just sorry we couldn't get closer. You know, Philip, yeah.
Hey, no, not a problem. And, you know, we had several people. We had a custom bike builder. I'll try to get those pictures to you. Anything that I took, Phil, on my wall on Facebook, grab it, throw it up. You're more than welcome to. I've got a custom bike builder out of Greeley right here. It's a father and son team that do it for fun. And tell you what, the bikes that they build are awesome. Talk about putting some competition out there for Orange County and some of those places. Amazing work. Long stretched out choppers, just killer nitrous, you know, all kinds of cool paint on them. Really did an excellent job. They brought two of their bikes out and got a hold of a friend of mine out of Wyoming that brought down some of his pythons. So everybody wants a hot chick on a bike with a snake. So we were able to do that. I had, I think, a total of 10 snakes, a couple 8 to 10 foot albino Burmese, a few reticulated pythons, and a whole bunch of ball pythons. So they were able to come out and do that.
Snakes truly are beautiful, but if you have one of those pythons around your shoulders, you can feel every one of their muscles. This is a... I've played with snakes a little bit. I'm not real keen on that. So those models that can hold a snake for a long time, it's pretty impressive to me. Gives me the willies, I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they did a great job. We had a couple that were scared to death of snakes. Wouldn't
That's
be around
me.
Them. And, you know, the snake handler was awesome. He says, you know what, don't worry about it. Just if you would, sit here and watch them for a bit. So basically, he took them away from their fear and gave them a job while he was working with somebody else to watch one of the snakes that was on the stage area. And cool as hell, by giving them an option of just keeping an eye on it, they start getting more and more intrigued with it. And before you know it, one of the girls was like, you know what, I think I'm ready to do a shoot with a snake. So she got over her phobia, did a bunch of great killer shots on the bike around the facility, and spent the majority of the time with a 6-foot reticulated python wrapped around herself, just walking around hanging out with people. So that was pretty cool to see that happen, too.
I carried it for a while. I was working with a 30-foot python, but there was three people. One holding its head because its head was bigger than my head, another holding its tail, and I was in the middle with the snake around my shoulders and all that. And that was, as long as the other guy kept a hold of his head, I was okay with everything. But I'm a wuss.
Right. You know, they were awesome. And before we did this and before I was willing to allow the snakes to even be on site, Kasha and I went to Wyoming and did a photo shoot with the snakes. I got right up in their face with the highest flashes I could get. I did everything I could to scare the hell out of those snakes to see what they would do. And they did absolutely nothing. They didn't even care that I was there.
Let me ask you a question, too. We have who's on the phone? Who else is on the phone here? I'm almost there. Any girls have any questions? Stacy's on the phone, too. I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. Any questions for our guest tonight, ladies?
No.
Want to talk about his big snake or anything?
No,
oh,
I'm
snakes
not
don't
too fond of snakes.
They don't bother me.
No questions, huh?
Well, the thing is,
right.
He has Ryan. You got to expand. Expand. Go
yep,
into
I would
other.
Love
speech.
To. You
know,
and
you
got to
get here
for me. Right. Oh, I'd love to. Tell you what, I'm still hoping on making it up that way. You know, I would love to expand. I want to get out there and really do what I'm doing everywhere else. The crappy thing about it, in order to expand like I'm wanting to, you got to start charging people more because you got to cover your expenses.
Right.
And I hate charging people a buttload of money. What I would rather do is find some sponsors, people that will step up and say, you know what, feature my product in your shootout, allow me to help you cover some of these expenses, and in exchange
right.
for that, give them all that advertising.
Exactly.
You know, if you hire a model to come and do an advertising spread for your business, it's going to cost you a ton. But if you're able to sponsor an event, not only do you have the write-off, but you get all of that sponsor material in the form of advertising, you're going to make your money back tenfold.
Right.
I've just got to let people see the finished product because everybody's a skeptic.
To get more
Nobody
people.
Believes it.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, how are you feeling about working with somebody that has never modeled before? Does it bother you? Does it, you know, you welcome that? Do you get them
absolutely.
In the right direction?
Absolutely. Well, for this event, most people know who Kasha is. She has done a lot of modeling. She's been on Bikers of America for quite some time and the pictures and things like that.
Right. Well, I've also seen
behind
on
the
your
camera.
Wall, too. Right.
Yeah, so she was shooting. And some of the girls that I was shooting, she was coaching them, telling them, okay, do this, do that, you know, twist your foot. She was there helping them out because they had never done it before.
Right.
And, you know, by doing that, it gives them the confidence to do it again.
Exactly.
So.
okay, well,
yeah,
it's hard to figure out how to expand. Go big. You'll get
I know it. I would love to. I really enjoy what I do, and I think that's what makes it so successful is that, you know, that amount of charisma comes off on what we're doing, and people really get excited about it and are able to
right.
step up and make a good show.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, one of the clothing designers made two specific outfits for this event and overnighted them to me from Iowa. And
excellent.
That was cool. Yeah. You know, she says, I'd love to have the advertising. What you're doing is a good thing. You know, here's a couple outfits. Send them back
right.
when you're done. So,
how cool is that?
You know, oh, absolutely. And she's, you know, most of the people that are involved with what we're doing are just getting started. It's a new business that's trying to get their name out that can't afford all the advertising or all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Right.
So, you know, it's really helping everybody.
Of course it does, and it puts everybody out there, meaning, as we know, as the advertisement, puts out the photographers, people that are being photographed, makeup, hair design, everybody. You know,
right.
It's not just one particular section of what you do.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, we had, just a great turnout. I am very impressed with how it turned out. You've always got high hopes when you're planning something. And
right.
When you finally get it over with and it's come together like you were hoping, that's always a good feeling. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it turned out good. I'm happy with it. We were going to wait until October to do our next one. And
right.
I had a meeting with Kasha today, and she says, you know what, let's move it up to August and do
right.
another one in October. So
there you go.
Figure, why not? Let's make it happen. And everybody that was there said they'd be back for the next one. And I had several photographers call me up and told me they were kicking themselves because they told me no for the first one, not realizing what it was going to be.
Right.
And now they're saying, man, we missed out on a great chance. Make sure you sign me up for the next one.
Right.
So,
wonderful. Well, keep doing what you're doing and expand. And keep
us updated. I had a question about the portfolio. When a model finishes the portfolio, give me a ballpark. How many fresh new pictures will they have in the portfolio to take home with them? Ish.
Oh, geez. From this event here?
Yeah.
What I asked, and I didn't, nobody had to do this. I asked for between 2 and 5 pictures of each model from each station. The way that the rotation and everything was working, each photographer worked with 24 models a day. So you figure 5 times 24, that's a shit ton of pictures they got to touch up from each day. But
right.
Most of them are doing more than that. They had such a great time with it that they're just having fun putting those pictures out there. You know, it's not very often you get to shoot with a 65 Shelby and have multiple models willing to do it with you. So, you know, it was a great thing, and, you know, hopefully we can get these other ones rolling through pretty good, and word will get around pretty quick, I hope.
Right.
I'd
well,
like the fact that you're giving people an opportunity, a challenge to go out and do something about it. You know, if they don't make it in the industry, they're making themselves feel better, and they're opening the door. Maybe there's advertisement, television, radio, movies, clothing, maybe something you can stick your foot in. But, guys, you got to try it. You don't try it, you'll never
know.
You
got to jump out there. You know, and the worst that will happen is you'll come out, you'll walk away with over 100 shots and realize, you know what, this isn't for me. You know what, that's fine. It's not for everybody. And, you know, maybe you're a model that wants to wear full-length dresses in high fashion. Perfect. You know, do that. Don't feel like you have to jump into a bikini or a thong and shake your ass for everybody. Do what you're comfortable with because that's what's going to be the best for you. If you're a cowgirl and all you've ever done is ride horses, then you probably shouldn't go jump in a mini skirt and try to model like that because you're going to be uncomfortable. So,
Philip and I have been shooting with a lot of motorcycle magazines and all that, and we can tell by a girl's eyes whether or not she's in the right scenario, right situation. And then I got to just stop them right there and say, okay, let's talk about this. How do you feel comfortable? And then we like start to shoot all over again. But if you're not in the right scenario, you're doing the whole wrong thing. So I like what you're saying. Be comfortable with who you are. That's the best advice I've heard tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I just, while we're sitting here talking, I tagged Phil in a few pictures in case he wanted to kind of show you some of them that we were doing. I did send a few in the email, but we've had problems with my email messages going through, so I'll keep sending them that way, but at least you can have a look at them. Right now, I'm only sending shots that I have taken. I'm waiting for the photographers to get theirs done, and then I'll be getting the release that says I can use them for whatever. Right
sure.
Now, basically, they're just on Facebook, and I'm going to respect their wishes, and, you know, when they're ready to let me know what we can use them for, at that point, we'll get that release and ship them off to you.
We're having some technical problems with that. We can't get the email in right now.
Fact, hold on a second, you guys.
Okay, because right now Art is quite interested. Art wants to be in the program. I think he wants to take some model shot.
Yeah.
Art and I need to be in the program.
Silent Art. That's Silent Art.
I need you guys to hold on for a second. We're going to do some real quick. I'm going to play Bill's, what we played earlier.
Little poem.
Okay.
You guys just need to listen to this.
What would you do if everyone you knew turn their back on you for something that wasn't true and point their fingers at you for something you didn't even do, something that didn't even have anything to do with you, when deep inside you always knew the hard, cold truth that the ones who claim to be your friends were never, ever really down with you till the end. But now you know just what is true. The bullshit and lies you can see right through, because the truth in their eyes speaks to the deepest part of you. Because deep inside you always knew that this facade ain't nothing new, that all the jealousy, hatred, and lies, that the truth about themselves is what they really despise. They dream your fall will help them to rise, but it's only the truth they really despise. Only shame on you for acting surprised, because in the end, the truth will ultimately be their demise. Because their eyes are blinded by the darkness of their own lies, ignorance and fear hides behind the guise of acting wise. But the truth can set you free, because there is no justice and there is no peace. Accused by your peers, sentenced by your fears, condemnation beyond comprehension, because there is no justice and there is no redemption.
Tuesday, that was the band that came in. There was a mountain of man that came walking in with his band. That was Attica 7. And also they'll be playing this Sunday at the party Phil and I will be at. Attica 7 is quite interesting. They're in the motorcycle industry, but get one more song. Can we get one more?
Sure. This one's called The Devil's Daughter.
This is played
on Tuesday night, and we'll be back right after this. We're taking care of a few things right now.
All right.
Thank you.
were the guys at a cassette.
Yeah, that's right. Those are the ones. They were the ones that are on TV on Tuesday night with the Devil's Ride, and they'll be playing this Sunday up in where the hell we're going to be.
Hey, Bill, if you'd do me a favor, and could you mute me real quick? We just got under a tornado warning. I need to look at the skies. I don't want the wind to drown everybody out.
Can I give you a bit of advice before you go? Can I give you a bit of advice? Move. Move. Okay.
Be safe. Be safe.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I don't think it's too close, but I heard the sirens go, so I figured I better have a look.
You haul truck. Move. Pack your shit. Move.
There we go.
Come on here.
All right. Let me know when you're back.
Remember a normal conversation. He said a tornado's coming. Move.
Yes.
Jeez,
well, you know,
people.
We get them here, too, and, you know, you just deal with it.
Said, can't deal with anything, you know?
Yeah. Somebody said, look, are you kidding? Run. Run. Hurry.
I'm from Boston, as you know my accent. But we get those hurricanes come in off the ocean, and I remember... the most exciting thing, the most dramatic thing we saw was a straw
stuck in a tree,
stuck right into a telephone pole.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh yeah, we got some pretty brutal hurricanes over here.
Well, so what we did in Boston was we moved.
Yeah.
Come on out here. Come on, the earth will all go together.
I'll be in Boston tomorrow.
To do what? How's your son doing?
You're nosy.
Oh, wow. It's cool. It's cool. He's doing all right. And tomorrow, I have to close the door because I have to say this quietly, even though I don't know how many people are listening. But I'm picking up my daughter at Logan International tomorrow in Boston. She's coming home for the weekend to surprise my son. And I just found out that I'm going to be a grandmother. I got a baby granddaughter that's going to be here in November.
Yeah, me too, at the end of August.
Oh, nice. Congrats. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm like, look at all the little diva stuff they have out there, little sunglasses and bonnets and bows. And oh, yeah, it's all good.
I'm going to buy him a hammer, a toolbox, and teach him how to break shit.
That's
there
cool.
You go.
Yeah, I'm a
but
little under the.
You.
I'm a little under the weather. That's kind of why I've been. I'm pretty sick.
I know.
Sick.
I know.
So you know.
Keep me updated.
I will.
It's the weather.
Oof. Oh, I wish. I wish. But I
couldn't.
Yeah,
you and me are
going to
be grandmas right around the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a grandpa
out here, don't.
Yeah, but you'll be a grandpa before her and I are going to be grandmas. Our daughters are pregnant almost not that far apart.
Sorry, I couldn't arrange it on the same day, you know, but.
Yeah, my daughter lives in New York, you know. She works in Buffalo, the Buffalo area. So.
How's your other daughter doing?
My other daughter, there ain't no other daughters. I have a daughter and a son. That's the daughter that's military. She's in the Army.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep, she's my hothead crazy pants. That's a mini-me, except I didn't go military, you know. And my son, oh, God, he's here. Still got a long time with him. He's only 11.
You know, Ryan told Michelle, if you crack me up, if I'm going to go, at least let me get a good pic of it.
You know, I've got a nephew, and his girlfriend, his 19-year-old girlfriend's in the Army right now. Graduated from boot camp. 19 years old, when her and I were talking before she left, I swear to God, I didn't think she was old enough to do anything like this. And yet, she's graduating from boot camp in 2 weeks, so I'm real proud of that.
Congratulations. Yeah, my daughter was 18. She was 18 when she enlisted, 18 when she took off to Fort Sill in Oklahoma, and then
that's where my nephew's girlfriend is, yeah.
Oh, God bless them, because that BCT is tough. But her AIT was over at Fort Bragg.
So
she doesn't know where she's going to go for AIT yet. She's still, well, they haven't told her yet.
Yeah, wow. Oklahoma is a pretty crazy place because when she got there, she arrived in two Januaries ago. It was going down to like 10 below zero. The weather was absolutely insane. And by the time we got there in March to see her graduate, it was like 95 degrees.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some crazy weather.
But
it was bad out.
Oh, this is the best week. This is just this is outrageous. I don't want to brag everything, but I really am going to brag. This has been one of the best weeks for riding. Weather's fantastic. You and I this weekend, maybe we have to wear a light Pendleton or a Levi the whole trip there. Because we're coming home, not during the daytime, but coming home at night, we may put a Pendleton on something. This is a good week.
The only good day we had here, I put my grill together. It's been raining ever since. I've still yet to fire it up. I'm like, what the hell?
You know my joke, grill, Bill, right?
No, I never heard you.
You never heard about that grill? This guy and his wife are in the backyard.
Just a long story or short story?
Short story.
Okay, I'll listen.
She's doing the flowers. She's cleaning the barbecue grill. All of a sudden, he looks over and he goes, hey, honey, you know your ass is bigger than this barbecue grill? She doesn't say a word. He says, matter of fact, let me go get a tape. I'll be right back. He runs over. He gets a tape. He pulls it out. He goes, you know, it's 2 inches wider. She still doesn't say a word, Bill. 3 hours go by to get ready to go to bed. She gets in first. He gets in. He throws a leg over. She says, what do you think you're doing? He said, I thought we'd make love. She said, you think I'm going to fire up this big-ass grill for that little weenie?
No. Okay, that's a good one, Bill. I didn't know where you were going with that one. That was very good. Of course, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but, you know, it was a good joke.
Oh, my God. It hurts when I laugh, but, God, that was funny.
I just got hold on yourself now. I just got a request to read that pocket taser stun gun. You guys remember that one?
Oh,
right?
Hang on, everybody.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Somebody
wants this one more time.
All right. Everybody got to pay attention now. All right? No writing in the chat room, no nothing. Just listen, okay? Try reading this without laughing until you cry. But this is the pocket taser stun gun, a great gift for the wife. A guy who purchased his lovely wife a pocket taser for their anniversary submitted this. Last week, I saw something in Larry's pistol and pawn shop that sparked my interest. The occasion was our 15th anniversary, and I was looking for a little something extra for my wife, Julie. What I came across was a 100,000-volt pocket purse-sized taser. The effects of the taser were supposed to be short-lived, with no long-term adverse effects on your assailant, allowing her adequate time to retreat to safety. Way too cool. Long story short, I bought the device and brought it home. I loaded two AAA batteries in the darn thing and pushed the button. Nothing. I was disappointed. I learned, however, that if I pushed the button and pressed it against a metal surface at the same time, I get the blue arc of electricity darting back and forth between the prongs. Awesome. Unfortunately, I have yet to explain to Julie what those burn spot is on the face of her microwave. Okay, so I sit at home alone with this new toy, thinking to myself that it couldn't be all that bad with only two AAA batteries, right? There I sat in my recliner, my cat Gracie looking on intently, trusting little soul. While I was reading the directions and thinking that I really needed to try this thing out on a flesh and blood moving target, I must admit I thought about zapping Gracie for a fraction of a second, and then thought better of it. She is such a sweet cat. But I was going to give this thing to my wife to protect herself against the mugger. I didn't want some assurance that it would work as advertised. Am I wrong? So I sat there in a pair of shorts and a tank top with my reading glasses perched delicately on the bridge of my nose. Directions in one hand, taser in the other. Directions said a 1 second burst would shock and disorient your assailant. A 2 second burst was supposed to cause muscle spasms and a major loss of bodily control. And a 3 second burst would purportedly make your assailant flop on the ground like a fish out of water. Any burst longer than 3 seconds would be wasting the batteries. All the while, I'm looking at this little device measuring about 5 inches long, less than 3/4 inch circumference, loaded with two itsy bitsy AAA batteries. Remember, it's just two itsy bitsy AAA batteries. Pretty cute, really, and thinking to myself, no possible way. What happened next is almost beyond description, but I'll do my best. I'm sitting there alone, Gracie looking on with her head cocked in one side as to say, don't do it, stupid, reasoning that 1 second burst from such a tiny little old thing couldn't hurt all that bad. I decided to give myself a one-second burst just for the heck of it. I touched the products in my naked thigh, pushed the button, and holy mother of God, weapons of mass destruction. What the fuck? I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan ran through the side door, picked me up in a recliner, then body slammed with both. Over and over again, I vaguely recall waking up on my side in the fetal position, with tears in my eyes, body soaking wet, both nipples on fire, testicles nowhere to be found, and my left arm tucked under my body in the oddest position, and tingling in my legs. The cat was making meow sounds I had never heard before, clinging to a picture frame hanging above the fireplace, obviously in an attempt to avoid getting slammed by my body flopping all over the living room. Note, if you've ever felt compelled to mug yourself with a taser, one note of caution. There is no such thing as a one-second burst when you zap yourself. You will not let go of that thing until it is dislodged from your hand by a violent thrashing about on the floor. A three-second burst would be considered conservative. A minute or so later, I can't be sure, as the time was a relative thing at that point, I collected my wits, what little I had left, and sat up and surveyed the landscape. My bent reading glasses were on the mantle of the fireplace. The recliner was upside down and about 8 feet or so from where it originally was. My triceps, right thigh, and both nipples were still twitching. My face felt like it had been shot with Novocaine, and my bottom lip weighed 88 pounds. I had no control over drooling. Apparently, I had crapped in my shorts, but was too numb to know for sure. The smell was gone. I saw a faint smoke cloud above my head, which I believe came from my hair. I'm still looking for my testicles, and I'm offering a significant reward for their safe return. P.S. My wife can't stop laughing about my experience, loved the gift, and now regularly threatens me with it. If you think education is difficult, try being stupid.
You know, there's some funny parts of that story, man. There's some funny shit in there.
Yes, there is.
I've never been tasered. Unfortunate for me, I guess the police department will save that for something in the future. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm trying to think about that poor thing.
You know, I had a friend of mine, he bought a taser, okay? And
yeah.
He actually, when he saw me, he's like, I want you to do me a favor. I said, sure, what do you want? And he's like, I want you to tase me. I'm like, what? He did. You want to know what it felt like? And I'm like, are you sure about that? That's the kind of friends. Well, you know, that goes without saying. Some people just want to know what it feels like. You know?
It's the art of curiosity. We don't know how to you know, stay out of the boiling pot of water. We just got to feel if it's hot or not, you know?
I know.
I made many a right-hand turn when I should have made a left-hand turn, but I said, I'm making this right-hand turn anyway, and what a night that ended up. So, yeah, I understand that. Many times I know I shouldn't go there, but I'm going to go anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not the sharpest draw.
I'm jealous of Phil and Bill going to be seeing Attica 7. Very jealous.
I know.
Oh, man.
I think more people will be paying attention to them than the guys from the Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but still, those guys are, yeah, I mean, they're both, wow.
I wish they would tour on the East Coast. Oh, my God, I wish they would.
Well, they need to come here first. Then they can go to you. I'm on.
I do want to tell you the size of the guitar player. He and I got into a...
Nora, why don't you tell them what you got?
I have Rusty's pants.
What?
She's got
I have
Rusty's
pants,
man.
And when I held them up, I'm only 5'2", okay? So when I held them up and put the bottom of... you know, where your foot would come out of your pants, you know, at the bottom there, and held them up on my side, okay, wow, I would come up to his waist, a little bit above it. Holy crap.
Nora, I have to ask you, please, for all of us saying, what, how did you get his pants? Did he leave them?
Now, I know that.
The rest.
Sorry.
That's what we want to hear.
Okay, I'll show you how it goes.
One night long, long ago. No. I'm
yes, one night long, long ago, he was looking to get rid of some of his pants. Okay, they weren't long enough. Okay, for like when he gets on his bike and he's riding. Okay, and so I know people that they would fit. So they got shipped to me. And then I passed them out to who needed them, and I still have two pair. I'm still trying to find two people.
Did you make that story up, or is there a real story?
No, that's the truth. Yeah, I got it from Shirley.
Yeah, God on his Tuesday.
Because it was helping him out.
Can you tell us how
she had? She had a pair. I think she had a pair on eBay for a while.
Yeah,
a bit on them.
And
yeah,
but I had gotten all of those to help out, you know, people that I knew, because somebody I knew just got out, you know, and needed some stuff. So the size was perfect, you know, not a big deal. And I'm like, okay, this is what I need, you know. And I made a phone call with somebody and we did what we had to do, and three days later, I had a bike parts box filled with jeans, and it was actually funny because my mailman's like, "You have bike parts." I said, "No, I do not. They're jeans." "No, you have bike parts coming. Just give me a minute, and I'll get the box to you." And he didn't believe me. I had just pants in there. But, yeah, it helped people that actually needed it, you know. But, unfortunately, I have two pair. And it's actually comical because Stacy wants me to get in a pair of those pants, take a picture of them, and put it on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because you haven't seen me. Well, you haven't seen my picture of me in my boxers.
Like, yeah,
we're going to be up there Sunday talking to him. How long did he send the pants to you?
I didn't get them from him. I got them from Shirley.
Shirley, okay.
But he got them to Shirley, and I got them from that way. I've had the pants since, when did I get those, Casey?
Oh, my
God,
a long time.
Last fall. No, it was this year. I want to say probably June, July, something like that.
Of last year.
So I've had the pants a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can't not go there Sunday without sharing that story with Rusty.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Phil.
Bring that up.
I cannot let it go by.
No, what Stacy's trying to say is Rusty doesn't know I have his pants.
No, we know that.
We got that, girl. Yeah, we got
I wasn't trying to say that. I was trying to say, Phil, if you were a great guy, you'd get me an autograph and have him write it to Stacy.
Wait a second. We're going to take requests here. Hang on. What is the correct spelling of Stacy? I don't want to get the word wrong. You got it right?
S-T-A-C-Y.
Yes.
Wait a second. I want to make sure we got it right. I hate to send somebody spelled wrong. You know, hang on. We got it in the system here?
Yeah.
Okay, we got the correct spelling then. Okay. And,
me too.
What do you want on the autograph?
The guys.
Some type of promise he'll get to the East Coast, the Massachusetts, Rhode Island area. He'll be, you know, something.
Oh, hell no, it's you because you're the only one that tells him to go there.
Yeah, I bug him all the time on Facebook, and a couple of times he's commented back. You know, I'm always, when are you coming to Mass of Rhode Island? Constantly. You know, because I like Attica 7, I like Mike P, and not just because they are who they are, it's the music. The music's good, you know, and if music's bad, it don't sell. If music's good, it goes, and I enjoy both those two artists.
Red and White song that we used. You know, we're going to close, but I want you to, can you play that tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take care of you for the autograph. Anything else, let us know between now and then.
Oh,
and there's another Red
rock.
And White in
you
Europe.
Rock.
You hear this guy in Europe? Give me just a quick few more seconds. Don't anybody hang. Never mind the clock. Ignore that. Okay.
Here we go.
What you think of this, guys? I like this cut. Forever Angel. This is from Germany, by the way, guys.